Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kelsey Bowler is back with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Kelsey, this week, well, we got a lot to talk about because you've been working on your documentary, but there's also some new developments in some other area news. And I had John Gibson on as well. The gender identity stuff in the schools, it's going to be an enormous voting motivator for parents. Women's rights talk, the abortion stuff, is going to be offset by a strong turnout of moms and married women that are going to be very motivated to vote based on the gender identity and the educational dysfunction that we have in the country. And I'm curious if you agree with that assessment.
Yeah, absolutely. I would caveat that to say that a lot of Americans still don't know how far this issue has gone until it affects them personally. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have a child who is gender confused. That could also mean there's a gender confused child in your own child's class. And the teacher is in the school is mandating that your child use incorrect pronouns that don't align with this child's biological sex and accommodate this child, whether that means having a biological boy use girls' bathrooms or locker rooms or even room overnight in opposite sex cabins, all in the name of tolerance. And so once these types of situations start affecting more and more parents, which they absolutely are, because the number of transgender and non-binary identifying children is just skyrocketing, they are going to wake up to it. Many of them sadly already are, because we know about these instances all across the country. But I'll tell you, it is easier for a lot of Americans to say, well, I'm tolerant, I'm compassionate, I'm just going to let this child identify however they believe, and that's the end of the story. But what these people need to realize is there's nothing tolerant and compassionate about lying to children. It's actually cruel and inhumane to send them down a path that entails lifelong medical complications, hormones, surgeries, irreversible damage to their body.
It's become this huge tent to park everything under that may just be normal emotional development, may just be a sense of I don't fully understand how I, you know, what I am yet as a person. But they don't want to necessarily go down this path of permanence that has no recourse. And that was the message of the young 18-year-old girl that was trying to get the word out yesterday. I know you've got a big chunk of these stories coming up with your documentary.
Yeah, I believe that girl's name is Chloe, who you're speaking about. She's a very powerful story. I encourage everybody to go watch it. And absolutely, Independent Women's Forum just released our latest story featuring a detransitioner as well, a biological woman who went down the path of a social and medical quote-unquote transition only to realize just a year after having a double mastectomy to remove her breasts, that objectively, no matter what she did to her body, no matter how many people she convinced to call her a boy, there was no way for her to actually be a boy. And that identifying this way was actually kind of being used as a coverall to to attempt to heal some deeper emotional and mental health issues that she was having. She was one of those teens who thought, if everybody around me doesn't affirm me, if I'm not allowed to quote unquote transition, then I will kill myself. This is what she told her parents. This is what she told herself. And less than a year after surgically removing her breasts, she changed her mind. This really was over a 4-year span where she made permanent effects to her body and then realized she is a woman. That's not even how she identifies. It's just simply what she is.
Right.
And, you know, it's a very powerful story because she thought when she was younger, there was no way she ever wanted to have children. If she did, well, she could always do surrogacy because she was aware there were some risks of sterilizing yourself. If you take these cross-sex hormones or puberty blockers for a long period of time, which she was doing.
Yeah.
And then she realized after meeting a boyfriend that she actually did want to have her own children. This was extremely important to her. And at that point, she was at a crossroad and completely terrified to even go to a fertility specialist to find out if she was infertile due to what she did to her body. So I really encourage everyone to go watch it. It's on IWF.org. I don't want to give away the ending of the story. I'll tell you, it's an 8-minute video, super powerful, and it really does have an ending you don't want to miss. There's been such a media blackout of these detransitioner stories. Yeah. I appreciate you covering, and I think there's such an important piece of the conversation of this entire gender ideology debate.
We're going to keep telling the stories, Kelsey. It's what we have to do, and I know you will as well. IWF.org, that's where you go to see that. Kelsey Bowler, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for today.
Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go anywhere.